My name is Ben Allender. I am sitting as the Minnesota State FFA president, and I am from the Staples Mali FFA chapter located in Region 2, which is like central Minnesota.
Well, thanks for taking time to visit, and congratulations on your new role as president of the Minnesota FFA.
No, it's awesome. It's really cool. It's lots of emotions, but I'm really excited to see and work with this new team and work with Minnesota FFA.
So what are you most looking forward to in the year ahead?
I would say I'm looking forward to building connections and relationships with members. Obviously, it's going to look a little bit different this year, as we're not going to have all the camps and conferences that we normally do. But I'm looking forward to the one-on-one connections and maybe the Zoom calls we get to have, or the different ways that the innovative ways that we can go about dealing with members and chapters across the state, and just being there for all the members and listening to them and the stakeholders, and being there with everybody, I think is really cool, and it's going to be fun to be a part of throughout this whole year, whether we come in contact with somebody towards the latter part of the year, or this is how it'll be the whole year.
Did you know any of your current teammates before you guys went through this whole application process, or did you have to get to know folks that's on your team now?
I knew some of them. So some of them are region presidents. So I have a couple friends that are, I had a friend that was a region president, and then so I knew some relations there, and I had talked with some of them through camps and different activities that we've been through. One of the cool activities that I've been to is POWER, which is a region officer camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to meet a bunch of those candidates there. The ones that got elected and even the ones that didn't, I got to meet a lot of them there. So there's a few that I'm not too familiar with, but I'm excited to meet and learn who everybody is and what they're all about.
What was the process like when you were applying to be a state FFA officer?
So we got kind of the notification like early March that we were going to, or in March, that we were going to do a Zoom call or a Zoom interview. And that was going to be something different. I'd been preparing for doing an in-person interview and working one-on-one with some individuals on how to prepare myself for that one-on-one interviews and being live with those interviews. And when I got the notification that it would be on Zoom, it was going to be a little bit different. But as we went through the process, it was really fun. It was great. We still got to meet all the other candidates. We got to meet the nominating committee and the student chairs and the adults that were working with it. And it was a great time, great experience. And it was a good experience. And I won't hold anything against them.
What do you say the biggest maybe challenge would be for the Minnesota FFA in the next year? Or would you like to see it improve?
Yeah, so I would say that one of the biggest things we're going to have to overcome is what we're facing right now is the communication to do certain camps and conferences. And camps that I've been to, like State Green Hand Leadership Conference or State Leadership Conference for Chapter Leaders, where students can kind of come and mingle at a camp and learn leadership skills. And that's where I really found my passion for FFA and for agriculture, and found a few role models there as well. And that's something that it's going to be challenged this year to provide that same experience. But whatever innovative ways that we can find to be able to overcome that challenge is going to be a step in the right direction, and will make us impactful in whatever we do.
Well, Ben, tell us a little bit more about you. Let us get to know you a little bit. Tell me about, did you grow up on a farm? You know, what are you going to do when you graduate? That kind of thing.
Yeah, so I grew up on a 300-acre crop farm, and kind of got into FFA through my beef entrepreneurship, SAE, Supervised Agriculture Experience. And with that experience, I kind of just got into FFA and got into agriculture and really found that I had a passion and I had a love for it. And with that, I kind of continued to work on my family's farm throughout high school, and I found a love for ag business and agronomy. And I'm going to put the two together at the University of Minnesota Crookston next year to major in agribusiness and agronomy. And then hopefully after graduation, I plan to return to rural America, somewhere in the Midwest, and start my own farm and work at a co-op or work with agriculturists on a daily basis and be there for them and what other challenges they're facing to overcome them, or and be there in the good times as well.
Yes, I think there are a few of you, right, that are going to Crookston next year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I believe there's three of us on the team are going to go to the Crookston, but don't quote me on that.
It's really cool when you guys can be on the same campus. So I think Britton Fugelseth was, maybe she still goes to Crookston too, but I think she was the only one from this last one, this last officer team that was went to Crookston. So.
Yep. Yeah, no, and it'll be great to have Britton there because she'll be a good influence.
Well, is there anything else we need to know about you or anything else you'd like to say to people?
So one of the common questions that I've been asked since I've got elected is what is some advice that you would give a member, maybe non-member? And I would just say follow your dreams. Whatever you're doing, follow your dreams. And you never know when that can become a reality. This was a dream back in ninth grade when I started FFA, and I never believed it would become a reality, but it has, and it's an incredible thing. And to see that work pay off, and it's a great thing to see. And I would like to thank some of my family and their support throughout this whole thing because they've been incredible. I'd like to thank my home chapter, Staples Molly, for their incredible support and the membership there. And all the individuals across the state of Minnesota who have been there for me in this process, it's been an incredible thing. And FFA really strives to build leaders and whatever they're doing. And I think that Minnesota FFA has got a bright future with this team, and we're ready to get after it and get going in this year.